I am the Tiger. 5 minutes after 8, the Grease Man. Yeah, we got time. What the hey? It's Friday. It's golly gee almighty. Hallelujah. It's Friday. The weekend's here and we'll have a can of beer. We'll relax. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And take off our slacks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And sit around the house in our rotten underwear. Hallelujah. Let me snatch up the phone. Hello. How about the gee?
I say, Grease, RJ here.
RJ! My neighbor from the rather exclusive Foxhall Road area.
Yes, I'm afraid it's your dog.
Oh, God. This is getting like a broken record.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Is it a proper problem?
Well, I'm a bit concerned, really. Your dog, I looked out the window, and he came over for his morning constitutional. And sorry to say, the ploppers, well, they just don't look right. They look sick. The consistency is not there.
You mean to tell me that my dog apparently is showing signs of being ill?
Yes, he is.
Oh, no.
I'm sure he's not feeling well.
I wonder, RJ, I know this is an unsavory thing for you, but I was wondering, I'm not going to be able to get home for quite some time, and I was wondering if you would mind running across next door to my house, ring the bell, ask Carruthers for a thermometer. I have an oral and a rectal, depending on what you think you can use. Would you go over there and take my dog's temperature, please?
Well, I tell you, actually, I do have a certain feeling for animals, you know, but tell me, I've often wondered, Grease, how do you tell an oral thermometer from a rectal thermometer?
It's very easy, RJ. By the taste.
Rev up your engines.